Who are you? You. See, this is me, right? Is this me? Was I like this 10 years ago? Could you imagine that? I was different, right? And this difference comes every single, in your language, nanosecond. It's better than that. It's mid-quantum and quantum. Quantum is the smallest portion of time we could imagine, right? But the quantums, they don't follow each other. It's not like a chain. Between two quantums, there is a ne-quantum, non-existence. And this is quantum physics. This is not magical world of spirituality. We have realized this. Rumi talked about this. Remember? He said if you put a stick in the fire, that burning hair, you turn it around, you're looking at a circle in the night. There is no circle. There is only one single point here. This is the first, let's say, nanosecond, okay? Then, what is the next nanosecond? This, if this is here, nothing could happen. This should disappear from here. This is the second nanosecond. In the third one, this will appear in the second position. You see how it goes? There is one existence. Then non-existence, then another existence. This is something that logically we found now is a quantum, one ne-quantum, one quantum. So, 50% of the quantum time is non-existence. How many percent is existence? A fraction. Because this existence is not the other one. The next one is changed. So each quantum is unique and all ne-quantums are one. That's non-existence. This is logical, right? This is it. So what you see now is not me. This is one frame of the movie of my life, which each frame is separated by a non-existent with the next one. This will go away, but another nanosecond, there is another me, a different one. That's how I grow and I change. So the source of all is that non-existence. What's the joy in the existence? Because that's what we are following, remember? Do not lose the aim. At the beginning of the book, he said, we are looking for the source of being happy. Happiness. That's what we are looking for. Right? He said, okay, let us start with the joy of being. Why are you full of the joy of being? First of all, this frame of you is going to fade away. So why are you happy in this frame? Although you know this is not you, you are all movie, right? But you are focusing on this frame and you have the joy. You said, this joy comes out of that non-existence. That non-existence that I'm dipping in every single moment and coming back differently. That's how we change. So there is no fixed me. Is there any point of reference to count on here? That non-existence. Because that is the source. You see, that non-existence doesn't change. All the changes are in existence. This is not a philosophical argument, remember. He's pointing towards something. Let's hear the rest. Yes. We were not here. Our existence and blah, blah. And there is something there which cannot be translated. It's this verse. باد ما و بود ما از داد توست. هستی ما جمله از ایجاد توست. It was translated that our wind and our being are of thy gift. Which I don't know what that means really. Because in Persian, this is completely different. Who knows that? The Iranians, they know. No doubt, God. What is God? Translate, God. What is it?
Spirit.
Come on, you're Iranian. Let us try. Chenin God, Chenin Bud. Future and the past in our language is Bod and Bud. Like this. When you say, I wish tomorrow will be sunny, in Persian language I will say, Farda Aftabi Bod. Bod means, at the same time, it's the word for wind and a word for let it be so. I wish it will be. This is Bod. And he plays with this because the wind is that untouchable force he was describing in the last verse, remember, that is moving the lion of the flag. He repeats that word. If you are superficial, you miss the point. Bod means I wish it will be. Bud, it was. Bud means it was. Let's go back to your imagination. What's happening in your imagination?
Do we have inshallah and mashallah in here?
No.
No.
First of all, inshallah, if pronounced in Persian, will be inshallah. That's not in. That ye is additional thing to make it pronounceable for foreigners. When Ahmed will say inshallah, he will not say in. It is something between in and en, right? Pronounce it? En. That's inshallah. Because inna means if, in the case of. It's not in. No, this is Persian. This is not Arabic.
No, no, I know. But yeah, is it containing the same idea?
No, no.
Okay.
Here is bad bud. Bad bud then has another meaning. When you say bad bud in Persian language, someone's bother wood means all the show off and all the arrogance that comes from someone. At the same time, it's wishing for the future and thinking about the past. Let's go back to imagination. Aren't you busy with that? You're always busy with what was.
Or what will be.
What will be.
What you hope will be.
In what was, mainly you go for regrets. And in wishes, mainly you go for wishing something to happen. Right? Says, how do you do that? Because you didn't wish to come, and you're here, and this is the source of your joy. The past is past. It will never come back. And the future will not be the way you want it to be. Because who are you to wish for the future of the universe? But look at you, you do it. He says, this wishful thinking about tomorrow, or wishing something in tomorrow, or it wasn't like that, all of this are coming from that source. We have all of this in us because of this special gift in us. Badema va budema as dad it was, then dad by itself, again, is a tricky word. Dad means something given. You give something, I'll ask you, have you given me your homework? Homework is not dadin, this is dadan, right? But dad by itself means justice.
Generosity
as a giving, yes, but more than that is justice. Dad gustari is palais de justice in Persian language is translated to dad gustari. Dad means just, and we believe that this is just. Justice to us is the way universe is created. We don't think that there is a faulty happening in here. We don't think that the universe is unjust. But do you think it's unjust? Because your wishes have not mattered, your wants, the way you wanted it.